Hello, friend. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. How often do we look outside of ourselves to know what to do? How often do we doubt ourselves and look to others to find a solution to our problems? How often do we seek the opinions of others just to feel like we're on the right path? This week's episode is about learning how to find the wisdom within yourself. Marcus Aurelius said, "Dig within. Within is the wellspring of good, and it is always ready to bubble up if you just dig." The culture that we grow up in can have a huge impact on us and how we view the world. If we're lucky, we have parents and teachers and friends that teach us how to listen to our own voice and to know how we feel and to do what is right for us, and they teach us the skills to make good decisions. Many of us don't get taught these lessons of self-reliance and self-confidence. So we're taught that we need to please our parents, we need to please our teachers, please our church leaders, that all of the things that we need to do are these things that are external to us. And so we don't really learn how to listen to ourselves. Paying attention to what we feel and what we know is right is highly discouraged, or at least it's given very little attention. We grow up relying on the opinions of others to know what we should be doing. So we look at what kind of relationships we should have. Like, for example, if we should get married or when we should get married. Maybe we look at it for what kind of jobs we should take and the careers we should have. I mean, heck, we might even look at these people to figure out what we should be watching on Netflix. And the thing is that society really doesn't want us to stop and think for ourselves. People who take the time to truly know themselves are no longer easy to control. They're not easily manipulated. And honestly, they're generally very poor consumers because they know exactly what they want and they don't waste time or money on things that they don't. In my case, the church that I grew up in taught me what I was supposed to want. And so much of my life was wrapped up in church and pleasing the leaders and the members of my church and my parents that often I didn't know what I really wanted. And I really didn't know how I felt about things. I mean, even as a grown man, sometimes I find it difficult to know what I really think or feel in a given situation. When I'm working through what I want in my life, I'll often find myself looking outside to some other place to find the right answer. I will look in books. I will look at courses. I will talk to everybody else to figure out what is right, because oftentimes I don't think that my opinion is worth anything. I don't trust that I can figure this out or that I'm going to make these right choices. Or sometimes I don't feel like I have the right to decide what I want. I'm trying to find some kind of validation to make sure that what I'm doing is right. So one of the things I'm learning is to think for myself and to do what's right for me rather than what I think others think is the right thing to do. And when I think about it, so much of what I did in my life that I was successful at were when I kind of had that beginner's mind, where I really didn't know what I was doing, and I just did my best to listen to myself and stumble my way through it. And that process of stumbling my way through it, oftentimes I learned pretty quickly that this didn't work for me, or that this did work for me. And I was much more able to kind of find my own voice in that. And that was when I had the most fun, and that was usually when I was the most successful. Listening to yourself and to recognize your own wisdom in things is really scary for a number of reasons, because it means that you are responsible for the results that you get. You are responsible for all of your failures. You're blazing your own path, and rather than parroting what somebody else does, you're claiming your life as your own. And that's kind of scary. The other thing that's really scary about that is that when you decide to go after what you really want, it's really scary to recognize that you may not get it. I think oftentimes many of us choose somebody else's dream because if we fail at that, it's not that big of a deal because it wasn't something that we really wanted. If we go after the thing that we really want and we fail, it can be crushing. Epictetus said, "When you confine yourself to only those things that are under your control, you cannot be defeated. Don't be fooled by outward appearances. People with more prestige, power, or some other distinction are not necessarily happier because of what they have. There is no reason to be envious or jealous of anyone. If you lead a rational life, the good lies within you. Our concern should be our freedom, not titles and prestigious positions. The way to freedom is to not be too concerned about things we don't control. Now, Epictetus gave us a lot here, so let's take a moment and unpack this. What does Epictetus mean by we can't be defeated? Well, if we only measure success by the things that we can control, we can never be defeated. And the thing is we should never measure success based off of something that we can't control. And in this case, he talks about gaining a powerful position. He also warns us not to be fooled by what others have because they may not necessarily be happier. This means that we should not define our happiness based upon what others think success is. For example, if I measure my success in my podcast based upon how many people are listening, then I will always lose. But if my measure of success is that I put out an episode each week that is important for me and that I've been able to pull something out of it that is really valuable in my life and I'm able to share that nugget of gold with somebody else, then I'm successful. If I feel like I'm improving each week and that I'm growing personally, then I'm successful. And Epictetus reminds us that we need to do our best to be rational and to act upon the things that we have control over and let go of everything else. And then we'll find that good inside of us because we'll have no need for jealousy or envy because we're pursuing what we think is good and what we think is important. When we care less about the opinions of others, then we're free from all that stress and that striving and that competition because we just don't care what others think. And we do things that are good for us and not what others think we should do. And this is where true freedom lies. Learning to listen to and trust yourself and to find your wisdom and to think critically, these are all very important parts of living a good life. When we do this, it means that we're learning to let go of what everybody else thinks is good for us. And we act upon the things that we have control over and trust that if we do our best and are honest with ourselves, that we'll make good choices. We may make mistakes from time to time, and we'll certainly fail, but we'll also learn, and we'll grow, and we'll be free because we're living the life of our choosing and not someone else's. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for this week. Thanks for listening. Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, please head on over to my website, www.stoic.coffee. There you'll find a link to my Patreon page where your pledge can help me make and grow this podcast. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter, browse the Stoic reading list, and find previous episodes. I really appreciate your help in building this podcast, and thanks again for listening.